ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting topic and examining a very significant question. That is a question which has intrigued thinkers from times immemorial. And the question is related to a topic which is very closely connected with our lives, and that is the nature of death. What is the nature of death? First of all, death is a topic that has been alluded to in many places in the Holy Quran. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He who created death and life, that he may test you to see which of you is best in conduct, and he is the Almighty, the All-Forgiving. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, we read that, you know, death is something that God Almighty has, you know, has designated in order to attest us and examine whether we are good or bad. Death is also something which is certain, meaning it's definite and there's no escaping it. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, every soul shall taste of death, and you will indeed be paid your full rewards on the day of resurrection. Whoever is delivered from the fire and admitted to paradise has certainly succeeded. The life of this world is nothing but the wares of delusion. But the question that we want to ask today is with respect to the nature of death and how can we interpret it, or how will it be? Fortunately, we have many hadiths which illuminate and elucidate the nature of death. And when we examine these hadiths, we find that death can vary from person to person. For a group of people, such as the believers, it can be something very painful. But for another group of people, it can be something very pleasant. Why is this so? Let's look at the hadith and let's examine what it says therein. In a beautiful hadith from Imam Al-Qadhim alayhi salam, read that he once visited a person who was immersed in the pangs of death. When he saw this person in such pain, he said, death is the purifier which purifies the believers from their sins. So it is the last pain when they are struck with. So it is the last pain that they are struck with as atonement for their last wrongdoing left in them. So if you see a believer, a very good person who is in a lot of pain at the time of death, this raises the question that why would Allah put this good person in such pain at this time? The answer to this is, according to this hadith, is that God Almighty, this is a way of purifying a person, a believer, from his sins that he might have committed in this world, so that he can enter the hereafter in a pleasant state. In continuation, the Imam says, for the infidels, death strips them of their good deeds. So it is the last pleasure or leisure they will ever experience, and it will be the last reward of a good deed for them. In the sense that it allows their death to be pleasant as a reward for their good deeds, so that in the hereafter they do not have any recompense for them. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at death and its nature in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.